Hello, welcome to another episode of Writing Lessons From. My name is Jenny, and every week I take a look at a story, a book, a film, a TV show, and I break it down to try and find the creative writing lessons for us storytellers to take and make our stories better in some way. And I am recording this later, having already recorded this blog post, because I listened back to it and the quality is not that good. And I just want to apologize for that, but I'm not going to re-record it, even though I could. It's really short, but I'm having a week, I'm having a month, I'm having a summer of life just chucking massive lemons at me and my family. And we do not have enough rackets, bats, blenders to deal with all of these lemons. We're being bombarded, if you will, bombarded by massive lemons. And I just don't have the capacity to re-record something so short. So I can only apologize. I'm trying to get better. I'm hoping this sounds okay. And I'm not going to do a hi, how are you this time, but this blog post episode is an old article that featured on my Substack in either March or April 2024, last year. And it is probably the first really positive article that I did. I don't have anything bad to say apart from what I have already just said about my life. I don't have anything bad to say about the story that we're breaking down. It's also the first time that it isn't a TV show or a film. Today we're going to be looking at a comedy special. I know. I hope you're doing okay. Let's just get straight into it. Every Friday, I write about the writing lessons I've taken from different stories. So far, they've all been films and TV shows, and they've all had something negative about them. So it is time for something different. It's so much harder to find the writing lessons in something amazingly good. Watching, reading, or listening to something that has faults seems easier to dissect. You can figure out what you didn't like and then learn from it. But when something is good, the talent and sheer magic of storytelling makes it hard to find the cracks that allow you to figure out why you loved it, why it made you feel so good, and apply those lessons to your own writing. But we're still going to try here. Something Special is a comedy special by Hannah Gadsby, an Australian comedian known for their groundbreaking comedy special Nanette, which I still haven't watched yet, but it is on my Netflix list. Seriously? If you're a comedy fan, go and watch Something Special by Hannah Gadsby before you listen to this. From here on, there are spoilers. It's not often these days I watch something that just makes me want to punch the air by the end, or that makes me exclaim out loud just how good it was. It's even less likely that a comedy special will make me do this, as much as I love comedy. But that's exactly what Hannah Gadsby's special, Something Special, did. The end made me realise just how genius the storytelling was, and I've been trying to work out how they did it ever since. Something Special is the story of how Hannah Gadsby proposed to their wife. It's hilarious, and it takes us on a journey. The whole thing is also a story about telling a story. The story of a proposal, broken down, because it's not your average proposal story, and it's not one that the gatekeepers, in inverted commas, might consider romantic. After so much thought, I can narrow down why I think this writing is so good to one, Hannah is a natural, professional, talented storyteller, and two, the storytelling is made up of layers and sowing seeds, which is a lesson that can be used directly in your novel, in your screenplay, or even nonfiction, or, you know, when writing a comedy special. Layers and seeds might be the same thing. Although Hannah starts by telling us this is the story of how they propose to their wife, and even gives us the ending, they then seem to go off into a tangent about other things, such as how their father tells a story by stating facts, about their previous toxic relationship that involved hitting a rabbit with a car, their autism diagnosis, a description of netball. You might be convinced that none of this has anything to do with the proposal, or even their relationship and marriage. Until the end, when all of those seeds and layers and tangents come together in beautiful, magical moments. The bunny, especially, is particularly key and particularly gruesome. It isn't at all romantic, until it is, in a weird way. My favourite moment is near the beginning, when Hannah explains that their father tells stories by listing facts. Then later we discover that Hannah's wife also tells stories this way. It's an utterly heartwarming moment filled with joy, a sign of how perfect a couple they are. It could only possibly be this heartwarming because Hannah had laid the groundwork, explaining their parents' relationship, allowing the audience to draw the inevitable conclusion later on. Almost every little detail Hannah gave in the first half of the show comes back towards the end, creating a little romance, making more sense, giving closure, giving the audience that oh moment. Every tangent is there for a reason. This was something that was taught on a recent screenwriting course I completed, and something that you often see in crime fiction. Everything should serve a purpose. You show it near the beginning and make the reader or audience aware of it. There's then a sense of fulfillment and closure when it comes into use later in the story, or in the case of crime fiction, happens to be a red herring. It's a little bit like the nail in A Quiet Place that I talked about in episode 1, if you want to go back and listen to that if you haven't already. Something special, however, tells us that we can show the reader or audience a thing, but not necessarily make it obvious that it will come into use later in the story. That's what made Something Special so magical. Just how everything joined up beautifully, how it all linked together when you might not have been expecting it. Although I wonder how much of this you could get away with in a novel, a written story or a screenplay. Maybe this is just a comedy feature. Do comedy specials have subplots? There are subplots in Something Special. I guess that's what all these seeds are, these tangents. How Hannah's father only ever shouted once at the dog when he dropped some cheese, which seemingly had nothing to do with anything until the end. Although there are some subplots, i.e. jokes, that have nothing to do with the main story, such as the repeated joke of why Hannah doesn't sleep with men. The lesson there is maybe we are allowed to include little supposedly pointless subplots or tangents, but only if they're fun, depending on what you're creating in the genre, and if done with care. Don't make them too long or distracting. The short stories included in Stephen King's novella The Body is an example of this. I don't know if you've read that. It is one of my favourite books. It's the book that the film Stand By Me was based on, and I very much recommend it. The last lesson on romance. Ultimately, Something Special is a love story. Not only does Hannah tell us how they proposed to their wife, but also how they met, and a little of what came before. What came before was pain and fear in the midst of an autism diagnosis that lifted a veil of confusion. And what came during the proposal was fear and gore alongside a global pandemic. Something Special taught me that in an ideal world and certain fictional worlds, romance doesn't have to be classically romantic. If you're not writing in the romance genre, where a certain structure is expected, Something Special suggests that you could write a drama, a fantasy, a sci-fi, a comedy special that is a romance without the usual romantic structure, because even with some gore and fear and pain, a romance can still leave you filled with love and joy. It's like permission to play with the concept, and that is hugely freeing. Something Special also shows the importance of a full story. Hannah tells us at the beginning how they proposed to their wife, when their wife asked them, "Who do you want to be?" And Hannah turned and said, "Your wife." It's cute, it's sweet, and when Hannah repeats this ending after telling the whole story, it packs so much more of a punch. Those two words, "your wife," make you smile, fill you with joy, bring a tear to the eye. And that's the power of great storytelling, but also of telling the full story. To sum up, the lessons I've taken from Something Special about how to tell such a wonderfully compelling story are simple. Lay the groundwork and sow the seeds. Show your audience or readers interesting things which will come full circle and be important later. And you have permission to be playful. Still be professional. Try and do it cleverly. But have fun and be playful with the concepts and ideas as far as the genre will allow you. Writing and storytelling should be fun, both for you and your audience. Add in details. Go off on tangents, although carefully. Tell the full story. Don't over-explain those seeds and details. Credit your audience with some intelligence and take them on the journey with you. It's been over a year and reading that aloud makes me want to go and watch it again. It was so good. It's very funny. Definitely go and watch it. Why are you still listening to me? You've listened to this now. Just go and put Netflix on, go find Hannah Gadsby, Something Special, go watch it. You will not regret it. It's amazing. I will see you next week for a brand new episode. See you then. Have a lovely week telling stories. Bye.